By early Friday morning, President Donald Trump was back on Twitter. He tweeted about U.S. relations with Iran and Australia, radical Islamic terrorist, and, yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Just the day before, the president had already tweeted that Iran has been formally put on notice for firing a ballistic missile. And he questioned if government financial aid should stop for a California university where protesters prevented a Breitbart news editor from speaking. Trump, entering his third week as president, is tweeting often, just as he did during his successful campaign for president. His frequent postings on Twitter are raising questions. Some want the White House to keep all of Trump's tweets as part of the official administration records to be turned over after he leaves office. Others worry his Twitter account can be hacked, while some question if his tweets will make it difficult for him to govern.
Shantavia Johnson is director of the Intellectual Property Law Center at Drake University Law School in Iowa. Johnson said, "Some might ask, what's the big deal saving Trump's tweets for presidential records?" But she said it is important the White House keep all tweets so National Archives and Records Administration experts can organize them for study by historians after Trump's presidency ends. Chris Storr is a Chicago lawyer who works on privacy and technology issues. Storr said he worries people will hack into Trump's Twitter account and post fake material. "Twitter accounts get hacked all the time," Storr said. "If people got a hold of Trump's Twitter account, they could pass on false information about a business or create an international crisis so they could gain financially," he said. Already, tweets from @RealDonaldTrump have affected the price of stocks. The Wall Street Journal reported that after Trump criticized companies such as Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Ford, General Motors, and Toyota, their stock prices dropped.
Kellyanne Conway is a Trump advisor. She said, "Trump continues to tweet because it is a very powerful way for him to communicate and connect directly with people." But Trump's tweets have not always helped him. On Tuesday, Trump's spokesman, Sean Spicer, talked about the president's order temporarily blocking travel to the U.S. from 7 majority Muslim nations. Spicer said news reports were wrong to call it a travel ban. Reporters noted that Trump himself had called it a ban just the day before on Twitter. As he did as a presidential candidate, Trump uses Twitter to hit back at people and organizations he believes have been unfairly critical. He accused Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of showing fake tears to criticize Trump's travel restrictions. And he continues to attack news organizations, saying they are dishonest and providing fake news. Theodore Glasser is a professor of communications at Stanford University in California. During a recent talk on Trump's relations with the news media, He complained that Trump is not always truthful in his tweets and statements. There is no commitment to facts or truth, he said. Glasser said Trump has done more damage to the quality of public discourse than any president I can remember.
Carol Bell is a communications expert at Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts. She said Trump supporters enjoy reading tweets directly from Trump on how he feels about issues and his critics. It gives him authenticity, she said. But Bell said Trump is bringing the same informality to more formal settings. She cited speeches at the National Prayer Breakfast and for Black History Month that drew questions whether he was taking the events seriously enough. John Wiebe, another Northeastern University communications expert, said tweeting helped Trump win over voters during the election. But Wiebe said tweeting his opinions in 140 characters or less as president might not be helpful as he tries to govern and negotiate health and tax bills or new international trade deals. I'm Bruce Alpert.
And I'm Ann Ball.